It's an honor for us that Rav Aaron Lapiansky, Rosh Yeshiva, Yeshiva Gdola of Greater Washington, has come a bit of a distance to our Beis Medrash to enhance our experience in Kodesh Evel, the Divrei Torah, the Divrei Yisoros. Rav Lapiansky, I won't take any more of your time. We're waiting to hear your words of Torah.
It is somewhat of a, I don't want to say homecoming for myself, but I grew up on the Lower East Side and the other side of the island on the bottom, and Hayrosik Dolosiv on the streets of Manhattan, and seeing how much packets of Torah there could be in the streets. And when I grew up, it was a flourishing place. And Rav Blau Shvezmanvach used to say the Shir Daf HaShavua. My father used to listen every week, and things changed. And Baruch Hashem, there's Kol Torah and packets of Nei Torah, and it's heartwarming. I want to speak a little bit about the Rosh Hashanah and get some sort of a deeper sense, specifically about the Giluyim and the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah. Yom Tovim are designated times when there was a special Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, some sort of Ha'ara, usually through a Nes, through some event. And there's a corresponding Avodah that goes along with it, an Avodah that sort of reflects it. So if in HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Cheiros on Pesach, we sort of pay back, or we reflect it back, is a better word, with Maisim of Cheiros and so on. All the Yontoyim, all the Mo'adim have some designation, even if it's not the Mo'ira we're familiar with. It's Bikurim, it's the Reishis Tzirchem, some sort of designation where the Torah sort of shows us some sort of Gilui, whether it's Mehalchi Teva, Mehalchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Klal Yisrael, Yom Kippur, Kapara, and so on, Kapara of the Eagle, and Maisim of Kapara, and so on. Rosh Hashanah stands alone, Kemat, that you don't have any type of real Giluyim in the Pasuk. And the Ramban talks about it. I mean, the Psukim are Astumim. It's a Yom Truah and it's a Yom Zichron Truah. That's the only information the Torah gives us. And it really, if it's a yontiv, means it's a day of a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What was the gilui that happened on Rosh Hashanah? What gilui does Rosh Hashanah tap into? And where does an avodah of ours reflect that? Where does that happen? So if we're to sort of look at the events, Shavuos was Matan Torah, there was Chet HaEgel, and then there was Yemei Tshuva and Yemei Ratzon to be Mechapa on the Chet HaEgel. So Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are Mo'adim of the Kapara of Chet HaEgel. Yom Kippur is very specifically designated. It's designated as Yom Kapara. It's the day when there was a Kapara. And the Avodah is Avodah of Kapara. Rosh Hashanah is very, very unclear as where that fits in. Rosh Hashanah as the first of Aseres Meitshuva, okay, that's not the Yom Rosh Hashanah, and the Yom Rosh Hashanah is a steer at it. It's different avodas, different yonim, we don't say viduyim, we don't mention chet. So in this inyan of the gilui of Kapara and his paisos with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and a tikkun for the Chet HaEgel, where does Rosh Hashanah fit into it? So if we take a look in the Seir HaTfilah, we have Shofaris, which is the Iker of Rosh Hashanah. That's what the Torah calls the day, Yom Truah, Zichron Truah. So we have the Ato Neglesa B'nan Kvedecha. Shofaris is Mitayer, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mizgala to Klal Yisrael. And in the Meshech of the Tefillah, we have two Giluyim that came hand in hand in Matan Torah. It says, "Vatashmiya meshoid kolecha." HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mashmiya hoid koiloi, v'dibrois kotshecham elavas eish. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megala, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was misgala through koilois and through diburim. And if we have those two are subdivisions of the gilui of Har Sinai, of the giluyim on Har Sinai, so one understands that it's possible to deal with each element separately and to be oimid on each one as a separate inyan. And if the Anshek Nesak Doyla were metakin and nusach, that the Atuni Glesa, they were mafered into two halakim, into a chelok of koil and a chelok of dibur. So Bal Korchach, that's where we're going to find some tam, some teichin, of what this gilui of Rosh Hashanah was. The Goyen, in some place, says as follows. The Goyen says, at Maimed Har Sinai, he builds it on a mechilta. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke twice. The first time HaKadosh Baruch Hu said all the Diburim in one shot, and that was not Nitfas. The second time, he was Mefaret. The first two Diburim, Klal Yisrael wasn't Taifis, it was also B'Dibbechad Nemra. And the rest of the Diburim was already B'Protius. The Goyen is a little bit sussum, but Lemaisa, the Goyen implies, in other places he speaks about Klal and Prat. The implication is the Dibur Echad of the second time is an inyan mitzad the halacha sheboy, mitzad the dibur, the zocher v'sham of dibur echad, and so on. In other words, it's there to flesh out the limudim sheboy. The first time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it all in one shot, he's not Meirich and doesn't explain why. He builds it on the mechilta, but he's not really explains why or what it is. But he says it on the pasuk. He brings a pasuk. It says, Achaz Diber Lekim, it's a Pasuk in Tehillim, Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke once, and Shnayim Zu Shamanu, and we heard two elements. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Dibur is one, and we heard two. The Pasuk itself is very sasum. Most of the Mefarshim learn it's going on Midas Hadin and Midas Arachmim and so on, that both Hanhogas Kan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Goyen says it specifically goes on this inyan, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke once on the Klolius and the second time Beprotius. Be'etzem it's one, but we taifis it through a hafrata, through a pirut of the different elements. That's how we taifis it. If we're to give that a little bit of tam, a little bit of havana, it's interesting, by the way, that the Rambam, it's very interesting, the Rambam, Mor Nevuchim, his mahalchim are certainly not yonik from Kabbalah, not yonik from Mekoyim, the Goyen was yonik, but the Rambam's inyonim sometimes are eerily close to inyonim of that they're from a different base medrash, and the Rambam says that he argues in many Shoinim, and he holds that Klal Yisrael only heard a koil. They couldn't be oimid on the Protea Diburim, and Moshe was the one who told them, it's as if Klal Yisrael sort of heard it very veiled, and Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who gave them the Diburim. Which means that the Rambam is saying also, there were two Giluyim in Har Sinai. There was a Gilu to Klal Yisrael in an oifin of not Chiluke Diburim, and then there was a gilui of specific chilukei diburim that came through Moshe to Klal Yisrael. He has his own halachim pshat, but interesting, at this nekuda, he's very, very, very the same. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megala himself in Har Sinai in two oifanim, with two koiches. One koyach is the koyach that we'll call koil, and one koyach is dibur. Koil doesn't lend itself to chilukim. Koil be'etzem is not mischalik. It's the koil shefer was hoylech v'chazik, v'lo yosef, it wasn't pasik. because the koil is chilukim, his chalkus doesn't have a shaykhus to koilus. Diburim are only shaykh through that. Diburim are shaykh, a beautiful form of dibur we call a chituch hadibur. If the diburim are chatuchim, if you have clear resolution of each letter, of each word, sharply cut words are a mile, are a shvach. A koil, a psik in a koil, a hefsik in a koil is not good. A chua is a koil with problems. A chua is a lashon bechi, it's a oifem bechi, it's a oifem shvira. It's not a deshleimus of the koil. So koil has in itself the inyan of a shleimus, the inyan of being not given to pirut, be'etzem, it's at its metzias. Diburim are dafka cut and each and every piece. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a koyach of dibur, which is the koyach of that defines Adam as such, ruach memalala. And the tzura that he gave that dibur is through a harkava of koil and diburim. It's not only, I'm not talking about dechetimtza. If you're designing any instrument, you need wind. A wind instrument needs wind and somebody to open and close holes and so on. The mechanics of it is not the nekuda that interests us, because the mechanics of itself are designed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a koyach over to the Bria, a koyach adibur, which is a harkava of both koil and diburim. In the koil, the dibur is an expression of the person. And as an expression of the person, I need to have two nekudas. If I want to express my feelings to somebody, which is the ikar of dibur, to point this way or that way, that's not really dibur. But dibur, in its most profound sense, is the koyach of a person being able to express his self. There's going to be a self. Really, every person always feels my feelings whenever I try to put it into words. They don't quite do justice to it. They're kind of... I don't have the clunky, I don't quite have it, I haven't given over the way I feel. But there is that comes as part and parcel of dibur, is the teichen of the person coming across. And in order to make it intelligible and to give it some shaykhus to this world, it comes with diburim. So if we hear a person crying, we have a tfisa of tzar, of a shvira, of something wrong. But beyond that, it's hard. I don't know yet why is the person crying, and it's hard to identify with it. The person hasn't really given it over. When he itemizes his tzar and his tzuris and so on, that's when I have some sort of feel for what it is. That's when he's communicated. Let's say a person comes to me, and he tells me a very, very terrible story. But there's something about his koil that, you know, it's like HaKol Kol Yaakov Yidayim De'Esav. The words are terrible, tragic, and I don't hear anything coming from the person. There's no self. The koil doesn't match up to the words. That sends me some sort of signal that the dissonance might be because it's not like that. Midach Gisa Simcha. A person is overwhelmed with simcha. I see the person dancing. I see the person singing. I can say, you know, the person is besimcha. But what exactly is the nature of the simcha? Once again, diburim are the way in which it gives it over, and then the koil is what fills it with a certain ruach chayim, and gives a sense that yes, I hear the person's simcha. The person's simcha echoes in his words. It's the koil. So being that dibur is a method of bringing out some pnimius, some teichin of a person foremost, Adam is a medaba, into this world, there is a sense of having a koil murkav onto the burim, because that's the only way you can bridge the gap between the teichen and the pnim to the chutz. You know, it's a big Indian, scientists are into communication between Baal HaChayim. The communications are never more than things. A koil, in the sense that there's an Adam that's in the Diburim, that's not going to happen by Baal HaChayim. Baal HaChayim can deal with things, and in some level it's possible to have some remiza, but the coil, a computer can also be primed to put out the burim. A coil, the coil is the atzmius of the person as it comes across. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mizgala in Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mizgala both with a coil, and it says in the psukim, depending on different shittas, that when it says "Vayibya Mashlishi Biyosa Boika Vayikoilus Ubrokim Banan Kaved" and so on, so it says "Moishi Yadabe Velekim Yanenu Bikoil," and then it says "Vayir Hashem Vayik Hashem Moishe Al Roisha Vayal Moishe." So Ramban says, well, the koil is going on a Kodesh Baruch Hu, not a Moshe. Rashi says a Kodesh Baruch Hu is answering Moshe because of the koil of Moshe. Ramban says it's going on a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol. So a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Gilu in Har Sinai came with a koil, and it came with Diburim. The first time that, according to the Goyen, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu spoke, without hefsik, because that's the oifin of koil. And koil doesn't allow for chilukim. It's a chisorin in koil. So there was a gilui. We, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, koil and dibur come as one. We don't have the capacity to be toifisit like that. And therefore, achas dibur lekim, in the diburim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was one. Shnayim zu shamati, two, I heard, I needed to be mechalik. I heard koilus first, and then I heard diburim. As a side point, one of you might have to, Reyem es HaKoilus has that same implication. The difference between sight, one of the differences between sight and sound is that Shmia is piece by piece by piece. It's, I need to hear a sequence, and I understand it sequentially. I understand this and this and now this and now this. Dova dova dibu dibu dova dova loifanov is a mila. When you speak in a structured way, that's kule mila. When you look at a picture, you capture the entire thing in one shot. Dibur is explained better, words explain it better and more detailed, whereas sight gives you an overall sense of something. And that's the maila of it. So Reyem es HaKoilus means that the Gili of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Koilus, struck home at the Tfisa of Re'ia rather than Tfisa of Shmia. We were able to catch a glimpse of the entire Tzura of Ruchnius as it is, rather than just through details of the Torah and so on and so forth. There was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gilui. Those were the Giluyim. When Klal Yisrael was Poigim in Chet HaEgel, Klal Yisrael was Poigim in two Oifanim. It says, they said, Eilo Lehech Yisrael, Ashaluch Metzashayim. It's clear, listening to the words, it's clear that the words were a counter, an anti to the words of Anoich Hashem Alekecha. It's the hafka of the diburishin by saying Eilo Lehecha. But what struck Moshe Rabbeinu when he came and he heard, it's Vayishma Yeshua's koil ha'om bereyoi, Vayoma ein koil anois kivur, ein koil anois chalusha, koil anois anoich Hashemaya. In other words, what caused Moshe What pushed Moshe to destroy the Luchos was because the Koil was off already. There was the Burim that was said, and that was the Pekam and Dibur. But then there was also a Pekam and the Koil. There's a fascinating Shalom HaKadosh quotes. There's a sefer called Avodas HaKadosh by Meir Gabay. He was a Kadman, a Kobel. He was the Maral's Rebbe, not literally. The Maral didn't see him. That was, he's earlier, but he was Yainik, his Tyrion, and quotes him. And he wrote a sefer called Avodas HaKadosh, which is, it's an accessible sefer. It's not. So the Shalom HaKadosh brings him down by Riches on Shavuos. And I'm quoting. He says, "V'tizboya oid ki ba'olam hayichud ein koil b'lo dibur." In Doilam Yichud means the world b'shleim is the way it should be. There's no such thing as a koil without a dibur. Ka koil v'adibur shom dove echad. Koil and dibur are one. In other words, the closer we are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that period between koil and dibur doesn't exist. V'efshel lekoil b'loy dibur lefishem b'yichud echad ki akoil hu Hashem agodl v'asiminus koil godl v'yosef v'adibur ha'esh ki b'esh Hashem and so on. And then he says v'amafrish koil mi dibur. If a person is mafrish koil from dibur mekatzitz in tiyas Hashem, he's poigim in emuna v'yolim r'alef, and he should become dumb. In other words, Zelum Asad is Pagim, and he's Makat between the two. I want to explain a little bit and be oimid on that Pagam that we're talking about. In Torah, we have two elements bound together in a way that should be inextricable. There's a sense of ruchnius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking, the koil gadol, and this protim on how that koil gadol needs to express itself in our world. If a person has a shalom is mafrid, there are two ways this pagam takes place. One is a person can chas v'sholom look at the diburim without the koil. A person can say, Torah is a very good way to go, and we're bound by the halachic system. It's full of wisdom that we ought to do. For 101 reasons why a person is following mitzvahs or preaches that he needs to follow mitzvahs, but there's no sense of the koil lekim midaba mitoicha eish. That's one pirud when you mafre them and you stick to the burim, and you don't incorporate the koilus into it. That's one pirud, and that's one pagam. And the second pagam is when you're spiritual, you're tapping into the divine, but there's no sense of diburim. The koil itself is a sense of ruchnius. Without diburim, there's no transition to olam ha'maisa. Just like if a person says, "Oh, I'm just overjoyed," and he can't give more words to that. The person is singing, dancing. It hasn't come down to this world. A ruchnius that doesn't come in the world of maisa is where you mafrid dibur from koil. So we have two elements over here of the gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Har Sinai. There was HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us diburim. He gave us aseres hadibris, and it was vayidab elikim, and there was a koil elikim. There was the koilos of rakim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us infused together in a koil together with dibur. When Klal Yisrael was chaitin the eagle, there were two chatoyim here. One chet was that they were over on the most chamadike iser. In halacha, there's no worse avera avodah zarah. Eila Lech Yisrael was Avodah Zarah, and that is a Maisedika Chet. They were pogim in the first Dibur of HaKadosh Baruch of Anoichin Lo'yeh, that by, and you hear the way there, Eila Lech is the counter of Anoichi, but there was a deeper pogam in the fact that there was Koilos. The Koilos were also Hefech. There was a Koil Anois. The Koil Anois was a Koil of the opposite of the Koilos of Rokin. So the Chet of Chet HaEgel is Yerid. It shattered totally the Gilui in our Sinai. It both destroyed the Diburim, and we were pagim in our Kabbalah of the Koil of at our Sinai. That was the Pgam. As Klal Yisrael now has after Shavuos, when there was the Chet HaEgel and the Churban Shabbos B'Tammuz and so on, the tikkun has to be a tikkun on both inyanim. The Maral says it in, it's in Gvuris on his Pirushim Agoda VeYishma Hashem Koleinu, that Havaya, Koil is Bchinas Havaya, and Elokim is the Bchinas Diburim. In other words, the Klal Shebedava, Havaya Zema Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's Koil everything, that knows no Chilukim, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu as the entirety of the Bria, that's Havaya. And then there's the Proteistic Indian of Elokim, Midas HaDin, by its definition, identifies each and every element individually. So in the world of tshuva, in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, they deal with not new giluyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but, so to speak, giluyim of tikkun, where we're able to bring back that which we lost. The Gimel Regalim are Yomim, that are Giluyim v'Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Cheres Yitzis Mitzrayim, the Torah, the Anhaga Nisis in Midbar, those are those Giluyim. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala, that there's a way to come back, and there's a way to resurrect that which has been lost. But we need, in order to be able to resurrect that which we lost, we need to be able to identify each element. Because we have a hard time dealing with whole things. We need to isolate each element and then be mechaber them. So in the Achaz Dibel Kim of Matan Torah, being that we're poigim on the Shtayim Zushaman, on the two parts of it that we heard, there's going to need to be kaveya a day for each one separately to bring back. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur is a day of Diburim. Kichu imachem Divorim v'shuv el Hashem. There's a mitzvah to be mefarit. Chatoyim. The Aleph Beis. It says why do we say vidui in with Aleph Beis? Sometimes it seems mechanical to us. It says because we were choita in the Chaf Beis Oisis that Torah was given, and we need to bring it back. So the dibur is the prate pirtei haTorah, and the more person is mefarit, the more person is mefarit on Yom Kippur, it's good because he's going through all the different elements and the kudos that he did wrong, and that's the oifen of vidui, as much as a person can come back. That's Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah, we're not allowed to itemize chatoyim. We don't talk about chatoyim. Because diburim, that's not the element that requires tikkun. What requires tikkun is the ato negleisa of bekoilos of hoid kolecha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mashmiya. We need to bring that back and be metaking it. I want to try a little bit. These are very big days. These are very, very elevated days, and definitely Zayin Yonim Gedolim, but we need to understand where that affects us and where we put ourselves in that picture. It's a very difficult hischalkus for us between dibur and koilus. To be teifis teira with both together is very difficult. We tend to unbalance it. And that's the nature of being of Shtayim Zeshamati. People are, Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel is one, Kadosh Baruch Hu is all encompassing, and we don't have that ability. We have history of Dairis, of the last Dairis, has shown there was Kufis in Klal Yisrael where the balance was noted to dry halachic performance, and that became, and the secular elements of Klal Yisrael of different sorts, whether it was Haskalah or other elements, found it some reason easy prey on someone that is keeping all the halachas, all the k'durim, all the chumras, but doesn't have any of the ruach shabai. That falls away also. And whether it was chassidus, whether it was musar, other inyanim, or someone like Avshan Shmuel Hirsch, if you look at it, if you look at it historically, they came to infuse a ruach, a koil, into the divrei Torah. The realization that a shulchan aruch is alone is not going to keep a person there, because if you're left with the burim without the koil, then the person is not going to, it's not going to hold on. It's a shell. And like everything, it dries out and a person can't hold on to it. On the other hand, there were tkufis and hisnagdus was an appropriate thing. Hisnagdus of the early Israel was an appropriate hisnagdus in the sense that there's a real danger that when you start pushing towards the spiritual, the quasi-spiritual, the fantasy-spiritual, and it doesn't, and there's no drive and no push to be able to say, well, if it doesn't express itself l'maisa, if the dveikus in the Yonim Gevoyim doesn't keep you away from things of tumah, If it doesn't in any way push you to some deeper shmiras and mitzvahs, then those koilas are koila nois. Those are not koilas of matan Torah. And it's a seesaw, like things generally in history go back and forth, without any, you know, back and so on. But every person sh'atzmai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us 2 days to be metaken ourselves, 2 days to bring back Torah to every person. And the realization is that we need to be metaken on 2 oifanim. 1 oifan is Yom Kippur, where a person needs to take stock of his maisim, and a person needs to ask himself, go through a shohara, so to speak, go through Chaf Bei Zoysias. I mean, the sense that we get in Vidui is A to Z. It's like we would say in English, A to Z, exactly. From Aleph through Tav, every prat needs to be felt, analyzed, criticized. Am I being mekayim the halacha or not? That is an avodah of Yom Kippur. And for that, the mitzvah is bedibur dafka, to be misvada, and the Chazal gave us 10 viduyim, which is, again, why 10 viduyim? 10 viduyim is also a certain, 10 is always a number that's a certain pirut. It's a certain itemization to the fullest. Like Baal says many places, there is no 10, after 10 it just repeats itself. It's kind of 9 numbers and it's kind of repeats itself. So the tzura and the signan that Chazal gave us for avodas in Kippur is an avoda of Dibur and Pirut. The Hakdama to that, the Koilus came before. The Koil Shefer came before Matan Torah. according to the way the Goyen says, that the first HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke with a koil, so the way we're saying. The Goyen doesn't say that word, but I'm expressing it through the Goyen's words. In other words, the first dibris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke, we heard the koil Elokim. We didn't hear the pratim because first gili was the koil shabai. Afterwards, there's a time for pratim and pirtei pratim. The yisoides has to be that as koil hashamati, I heard a kaddish baruch Hu speak. Torah starts with birchas haTorah because without that hakdama, then it's diburim ba'alma. And like the Zohar Kodesh says, there are books that are much nicer. If you're looking to analyze text and the quality of the writing, the Zohar Kodesh says there are other ones. If a person doesn't hear that it's not words, these are words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he's missing the boat. The Hakdama to Matan Torah, it was the Gilui of Koilus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking, and then we could hear what the Diburim are. The Akdama to Yom Kippur is Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is not just the beginning of a tshuva process as simply just, you know, in line with Yom Kippur. It's a Hakdama in its own right. It's Koivea, its own mitzias of identifying with the Koil Hashem. And that's why the mitzvahs Hayoim is specifically with Koilus. There are no diburim in the Torah. It's the one moyed. It's the one zman that there's no diburim in the Torah about it. It's a day of koil. That's all the Torah says. It's a day of truah. It's a day of zichron truah. There's not. That's it. It's because the Ral says many places the oifi HaKadosh Baruch Hu's giluyim themselves are in sync with what is being megala. Things the behesta are misgala behesta, things bekoila koilas are misgala bekoila koilas. The tzura of the way it's given over to us is in line with what the content is. The form and the content fit each other. Rosh Hashanah is a day when all it is trua. It's a yom trua, zichron trua, but that's what it is. Diburim don't do it justice, and they take away from it. It's much easier somehow to deal with the Yom Kippur aspect of it. It's quantifiable, it's identifiable. We can take out Shacharich, we can take out a checklist, we can take out our Maisim and go through it, and so on, and it's very nice. I once saw, one of the most powerful things I ever saw was there was a big Chassidish Gadol, the Piyasatzna, has become very popular in the last years. He was an extraordinary personality in terms of chinuch, in terms of his understanding of chinuch, in terms of his understanding of somehow structuring Avodas Hashem. And he was nipped in his prime by the Nazi Mashmam. But he writes, there's Rishimis there of things that he writes that they've collected. And one of them is a little diary. And I think when he became 40, if I'm not mistaken, he writes the following. Baruch Hashem, as much as I could possibly... This is his sort of writing between himself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sort of a tefillah. And I don't remember exactly the shyness, I don't have it on me, but he says, I've gone through my maisim, and I think Baruch Hashem, as far as is humanly possible, I've kept what there is to keep. But he says, but what's the problem? He says, I don't have one Yiddish Eva in my body. I don't feel myself as being a Yid. And he goes on in very, very powerfully moving words, sort of a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to give him that. In other words, the diburim are there, the kima mitzvahs is there, but he on himself said, I don't feel the neshama in it. I don't feel the koila lekim midaber mitoicha ish. It's an avoda that requires a lot more sophisticated, nuanced cheshbon nefesh. that a person sit back and think to himself, do I hear the Kol Hashem speak from the Torah I'm learning, from the tefillah, from the mitzvahs I'm doing, when I take something, the Asher Kidshon mitzvah, Vitzivanu, does the Vitzivanu jump at me when I'm doing a mitzvah? Do I hear a Kadosh Baruch Hu talking to me from Divrei Torah? Those are very difficult, very, very difficult hisbonusim. They're not easy. You can't quantify, you can't make a list, you can't even buy a list for it. You have to make your own list to discover it. But if we're zeichet to it, and we're misyachet with the koilus of Shaifa, and we bring back the koilus we're pagim, when you walk by a crowd, that's not being oisik in Kedusha. I couldn't help it. I was at the Siyum HaShas, and a stadium is a place where there's koilus, and there's a koil anois. Bederach Klal, that's what it's kavur for. And the sound of 90,000 people doing absolutely nothing, being oisik and avela volim, and the koil of that is a horrendous koil. That koil amoyla shel roimi of people engaged in absolutely worthless things. Not bad, but just 100,000 people gathered for nothing. And a koil amula of 100,000 people saying, Omen yeshmei rabba, hajun alecha. That's two koilas. And the question a person needs to ask himself is, which koil does his self resonate with? Which koil makes him vibrate? Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya. On Yom Kippur, to be metaken our maisim, to bring back the diburim that were niskalkal and nifgam from the original chet, Ariyem Hazeh, and each person personally. But on Rosh Hashanah, we should have the Siyata Rishmaya to identify with the Kol Shofar, that the Kol Shofar resonate with us, and that the basis for our kiyum of Torah mitzvahs be the Kol Elokim, that's medaber mitoch ha'esh, that everything that we should be zeicha to hear the echo and the chiyus of the Kol Elokim in them. Yeah.